end of the parasha, we have the story of how Israel goes with the Moabite women. Vayitzamed Yisrael leval Peor. So Rashi writes, what's Baal Peor? That they would reveal themselves and go to the bathroom in front of this idol. That's how they worshipped Baal Peor. The concept of going to the bathroom in front of Baal Peor was to abolish the fear, the awe that one might have when he speaks to God. The idea that you go to the bathroom in front of the deity, they believe this is a god, and we will go to the bathroom in front of it. We're saying that the worship, the service of a god, or the service of God, is not something to have awe of. You can even go to the bathroom there. That's fine. Imagine that. I can't even say the words. So what were they trying to accomplish? If the Jews see a concept that in front of this pagan god you can go to the bathroom, then they walk away with the concept the service of God is not something that involves awe. You don't have to be modest, you don't have to be scared of it, it's perfectly fine to do whatever you want. And then the relationship with Hashem is, I like this. This is nice. When I feel like it, I'll do it. When I don't feel like it, I won't do it. It's all about lovey-dovey. And when I'm inspired, I'm religious. And when I'm not, I'm not. And just like a child feels towards his parents, the natural feeling of a child is, under normal circumstances, the prime feeling is love and not fear. A child feels like he can get away with almost anything with his parents. Even if he knows there might be a bill to pay in the end, his parents might take him to task. At the basis of everything, a child in a normal home feels like, they love me, it's going to be okay. That's what you want your children to feel. That's what they should be feeling. A child feels like, I'm happy coming home, and they're happy when I come home. So the first concept they were trying to develop was the service of Hashem doesn't demand awe. The service of Hashem, any service of God, is something you do as you please. To the point where if what you feel like doing right now is going to the bathroom in front of the God, do it. It's fine. Everything goes. The second idea was, don't think you're serving an idol. This is part of the natural way you want to behave. That's also okay. Wait a second. Am I serving a god or not serving a god? They were saying two things that really contradicted one another. On the one hand, they said, this is how you serve this god. On the other hand, they said, it's not necessarily a service of God, it's just you can do how you please. Well, which one is it? Is it the way you serve the god, or is it just do what you want? But the idea they were trying to promote is, you don't have to be scared. You can do what you want. Well, Moshe's buried right opposite the great church of Peor. It says in the description of Moshe's burial that he was buried opposite Peor. What was Moshe telling the Jewish people? What does Hashem want of you? He wants you to be God-fearing people. So the Talmud asks, that's all Hashem wants? It's a big deal to be a God-fearing person. The Talmud says, no, to Moshe it was a small deal. Moshe knew that there's nothing if you don't have awe. If you look at Hashem as if anything goes, I can do whatever I want. I love him, he loves me, and I can do whatever I want. Then you don't have the service of Hashem. Then you don't have a real connection. Moshe knew that at the core there has to be a respect, there has to be an awe. There cannot be an attitude of everything goes. If I understand that he's watching me and he cares and he's telling me what he wants, I can't do whatever I want. And that's why to Moshe, being a God-fearing person was a simple thing, because he thought it was the prelude, it was number one. You know, I met a parent last week who told me, his son asked him, what are the Ten Commandments? So he said, the first one is, I am Hashem, your God. So the kid looks at him and says, that's not a commandment. A child was six. So he said, what do you mean? And the child says, that's a reality, that's not a commandment. I am Hashem, your God, you can't command me. That's a basic thing, that's not, you can't tell me that's one of the Ten Commandments, the kid says to his father. Good question, right? Rishonim, the commentaries on the Rambam discuss that question. It's a very good question. So coming back to here, to Moshe Rabbeinu, the idea that you have to be a God-fearing person is elementary. You don't have anything without that. That's why the Talmud says it wasn't a big deal to him. And that's why the way to put down Par is with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is buried opposite Par because Moshe Rabbeinu represents this idea that there has to be an awe of heaven before you start. There's nothing without that. That's the starting point. And we see that when Moshe started his journey, Hashem says, I want to talk to you. Moshe hides his face. How can I look? Moshe hides his face. The elementary point of connection between Moshe and Hashem is, I have awe, I have respect. The exact opposite of Peor, which says anything goes.